Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is Monday, the first week of Lent. And we're going to be reading from our little book called Lent, A Time of Grace, Daily Lenten Reflections by Pope Francis. But I just want to give you a quick preview. We're going to be doing that and doing our Lenten Rosary. But this will give you advance notice for tomorrow. It's going to be a special podcast radio show. And all I happen to tell you that the topic title is God is Near. You're going to find out how close really is God to us. So, again, today's Monday, week one. You are my witness. And the reading for today is Acts 1:8. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judah and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. Pope Francis' reflections. Every Christian community is called to go out of itself and engage in the life of the greater society it is part of, especially the poor and those who are far away. The church is a missionary by her own very nature. She is not self-enclosed, but sent out to every nation and people. Her mission is to bear patient witness to the one who desires to draw all creatures and every person to God. Her mission is to bring all a love which cannot remain silent. The church follows Jesus Christ along the path that led to every man and woman, to the very ends of the earth, and each of our neighbors. Then we must see a brother or sister for whom Christ died and rose again. What ourselves have received, we have received for them well. Similarly, all that our brothers and sisters possess is a gift for Christ, for the church, for all humanity. How greatly I desire that for all places where the church is present, especially at our parishes and our communities, may become islands of mercy administered to the sea of indifference. The thought of the day from Pope Francis. How might I share with others the joy of my experience of God in Christ? And I hope those who listen to this podcast believe me when I say, this is how I bring Christ to the world. But it's not about me. It's about Christ and how what you can do. And I invite anyone who would like to be part of this podcast or Blog Talk Radio Show to share some prayers with us. Those especially who have a different language than the language I speak. I'm not sure quite who it is, but I'm definitely ready for that. So we're now going to be doing our rosary. And let's start from the beginning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and inkling in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. God, our Father, pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit on the world. You send the Spirit on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel. Now let the Spirit continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe, through Christ our Lord. Amen. You, O Lord, will open my lips, and my tongue shall announce your praise. Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And today is Monday. And Mondays is a joyful mystery. So the first joyful mystery is the Annunciation. And the fruit of the mystery is humility. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,